Mother died today, or maybe yesterday, I can't be sure. The telegram from the home says, your mother has passed away. Funeral tomorrow, deepest sympathies. Which leaves the matter doubtful. It could have been yesterday. Page 4. The stark opening to Camus' 1942 novel, The Stranger, tells us a lot about Meursault right away. His indifferent reaction upon learning of his mother's death is the first example we see of Meursault's alienation from the rest of society. This is not how someone who just lost their mother is supposed to react. Meursault's indifference is born out of his emotional estrangement from the world. Because of this, the physical elements of the world have a more pronounced effect on him than on others. At his mother's wake, we gain great insight on this subject. Upon Meursault's entrance into the mortuary, notice how his attention is caught not by the coffin holding his deceased mother, but by the room itself and its characteristics. I gathered from your mother's friends that she wished to be buried with the rites of the church. I've made arrangements for this, but I thought I should let you know. I thanked him. So far as I knew, my mother, though not a professed atheist, had never given a thought to religion in her life. I entered the mortuary. It was a bright, spotlessly clean room with whitewashed walls and a big spotlight. The furniture consisted of some chairs and trestles. Two of the latter stood open in the center of the room, and the coffin rested on them. The lid was in place, made of wood, which was stained a dark walnut. Page 5-6. It's worth noting how Meursault becomes ever so slightly irked or surprised by the fact that his mother, though not being religious, is being buried with the rites of the church. But even in light of this conflict, it is quickly forgotten as he descends upon the mortuary, and he offers up this vivid description of the details of this ordinary room, while passing over the only object in the room that would actually hold any meaning for him, that being the coffin. This is no accident. Camus' point is just a lot more subtle. It is that we as humans like to imbibe things and people and events and feelings with meaning, but this only acts as a temporary pacifier. Eventually, we must realize the absurdity of such notions. This is symbolic of the search for life's intrinsic value. Camus reiterates the importance of the physical world and its effects on Meursault soon after. The walk to his mother's burial, which should be an agonizing, emotionally charged experience, turns into just that. But it isn't overwhelming with sadness caused by memories of his late mother. Nope, it's the heat, which quickly overwhelms Meursault and consumes his thoughts. He doesn't really think about his mother at all, instead complaining about the awful heat. I had the impression that our little procession was moving slightly faster. Wherever I looked, I saw the same sun-drenched countryside, and the sky was so dazzling that I dared not raise my eyes. Presently, we struck a patch of freshly tarred road. A shimmer of heat played over it and squelched each step, leaving bright black gashes. And then there were the smells of hot leather and horse dung from the hearse. What with these and the hangover of a poor night's sleep, I found my eyes and thoughts growing blurred. Page 12. Meursault offers these detailed accounts of the sights and the sounds of the procession, but there is no sign that he acknowledges how he feels emotionally at all. This takes us to one of the novel's decisive passages. Meursault, desperate to escape the heat of the beach, runs to a stream where he encounters the Arab with whom Raymond and he had had a quarrel not an hour before. Although there is no hatred or anger or emotion clouding his judgment, what follows is an impulsive and shocking act which changes the course of the story drastically. Then everything began to reel before my eyes. A fiery gust came from the sea, while the sky cracked in two from end to end, and a great sheet of flame poured down through the rift. Every nerve in my body was a steel spring, and my grip closed on the revolver. The trigger gave, and the smooth underbelly of the butt jogged my sweat in the clinging veil of light. Page 38-39. Meursault later tells the court that it was the sun that made him shoot the Arab. Camus makes the sun a symbol of the physical world, which Meursault is pained by because it is the only one that he is aware of.